and after from the Ningxia lineage, about 300 BC. And so I think I'll leave it at that. Root shape. We turn the wheel of Dharma to the benefit of all sentient beings.
ยังก็มาให้ก็มาเป็นอาหารให้คนมาก็ได้เพื่อเสกมั้งทางอะไรก็ตอนเราทำอะไรสิ่งที่จะต้องทำเป็นอะไรเนี่ยเนี่ยเจ้าท่าเราทำเป็นมีปัญญาดีนี่ทำเช่นที่ว่าทำอย่างนี้ทำอะไรก็ดีใจด้วยมาผมไม่ดีดีแล้วก็คนมาเนี่ยมันดีดี
Good evening, Dharma brothers and sisters. M. Rinpoche would like to extend his greetings, first of all. And Rinpoche is saying he has actually reached out to Suvarnabhumi Airport. And it's his first time to be in this city, and then particularly to meet a group of Buddhist practitioners. He is very much pleased. And actually, this kind of a meeting, you know, wasn't expected at all. It just came up unexpectedly. And it is also quite amazing that we could manage to, you know, join all this group into this kind of a particular area. So I'm very happy and extend his greetings. Generally speaking, the late Trungpa Rinpoche and his son Sakyong Migun Rinpoche have introduced the Vajrayana Buddhism so effectively in the West, and he has left a legacy of such a precious lineage of teachings, and you who are in this group of Shambhala tradition have managed to keep this tradition very much active, and I'm very much I rejoice your effort in this venture, and I really appreciate. Thank you very much for that.
Then or I need to see the magician. You know, I'm going to chill with the your karma for the chill with the ani. What I do, I will be able to make you a job.
I didn't meet Trungpa Rinpoche personally, but he was so popular that we heard that he is the, you know, spiritual friend of the Karmapa, His Holiness, the late Karmapa. And then, you know, we though didn't see him, you know, we had a, you know, automatic sense of faith and trust in the Trungpa Rinpoche.
And
since such an eminent master has already, you know, laid out the foundation and the such a profound teaching in the Shambhala tradition, you know, I don't really see a necessity to give extra explanation or certain kind of teachings, because you already have enough teachings available within this tradition. So you should only, I can only say is, you know, encourage you to keep continuing this tradition active, all, I mean, keep this tradition active throughout the ages. And as a matter of developing our, you know, kind of a Dharma connection, so for that purpose, I will present a brief talk about the Dharma.
Danger yin ba ni ma chala othan ba nyong chung de ki othan na ga dik dang thu a ga ni che ga nyong ni che a le de ga ba ai ba na me san to di chi na me san chi de gi wala an nai bu gu de bu de na ma na o de bu ke na ma sho ba
and having taken a rebirth as a human being in this world of Samudipa, it's actually very comes through a very amazing, you know, wonderful causes and conditions. And despite the difficulty in achieving this human life, we managed to take rebirth in this Samudipa. And though we are born in this, you know, world of Samudipa, we haven't got much time to stay here. We will be perishing as soon as possible. So when we are subjected to this kind of shortfalls in our lifespan, you know, you have managed to get all of the precious meaning and the precious value that is the Dharma teachings. And for this purpose, you know, we have to now pay attention to receiving the teachings that make meaningful of our human life.
Njot di mishin tu nye pa kye bu dhantuk thopar jirpa la jirde dhila senpa madhuni shiri yangda jirpa kala jirwa ani oma shikthiru nyongpa kamni shi yangda dhra shi tharpa thopa tharpa sanji gohan rinpa jir thop thap tu maa nela singi oni kutu jirli jinda aike nyongpa koka pra dhila
when we have achieved this human precious and rare privileged human rebirth, and if you don't make use of this privilege in this lifetime to achieve this kind of opportunity in the lives after, it's really difficult. So we must make sure that our human life that we have today is not misused.
Ibu damba, sanji dah jangan sesampai tempat jalan ni. Omani, min damba sanji siapa tu pak? Jangan pakai ilgan, kita berjalan macam ni. Abah kau tak dapat jalan ni. Jangan pakai ilgan ni. Check barang macam ni cek ukuran ni juga. Omani tu min damba mana mana, baca ten damba mana tu, aja nak ada manja. Oh, oh, lagi sini ujian guru rumput si dana pasal tu. Metode pertama baru dongbu kita nak pun ni ni ada ni kecik metode cimin dorji kutabu. Jengi be gangjing di dia kata ni sama tu je cekok je cekok orang ni orang ni haru robu ni kecik mereka digi ga tipe tu gini bu orang taruh dambul ni nak je ni jen meci orang tu sel digi ga kanan ga jen meci orang ni bu minta lagi ni orang ni minta barang ni macam tu ni taru aha dambul ni cini jite nampak senjut senjut orang ni minta malam ni minta barang ni tu orang ni lebih gila ni.
And then the human life has one quality which is subject to impermanence. And impermanence is such a thing that it rules the entire forms of phenomena. And if you look at the state of impermanence, like in India 2500 years ago, there was such an amazing human being called as Buddha who achieved the immortal state of realization, and he became his, you know, he became attained the immortal state himself. And then even such a great figure is nowhere to be seen today. We barely, get to hear his name. So which means, you know, he is also subjected to impermanence. And if you take another case such as Guru Padma Sambhava, who is believed to have taken rebirth through a lotus flower, and he is actually such a supernatural being. He didn't have to go through, motherly birth and all like that. But still then, today we don't hear anything about him. He did such a great service to the Buddha Dharma that he came to Tibet and promoted Vajrayana teachings and did many, many amazing service in the name of the Dharma and for the sentient beings. But still today we don't hear anything about him. He was also one figure who achieved the immortality. And although those beings, these great masters who managed to achieve the state of immortality, yet they have to, give way to the impermanence. So such is the, you know, situation that we are ruled by this impermanence, that not just these great masters, we sentient beings will definitely have to, you know, will be overwhelmed by the impermanence, and surely even the exterior world will also, you know, go through the process of dissolution. And if we are not able to practice the Dharma, so when we are, you know, washed, let's say, swiped away by the waves of impermanence, you know, we will be lingering or thrown into the depth of the samsara, that we will be, you know, subjected to unceasing amounts of sufferings and torments. And to overcome this, we must practice the Dharma. And this kind of a practice, I'm very happy to see you, that you all are actually continuing putting some effort to make your lives meaningful by embracing this kind of a tradition which promotes the, what is it called, the meaning or some kind of an essential message that can enable us to see through to the end of sufferings. So therefore, when we are in this span of lifetime, you know, there is nothing that really you can say that this uncertainty is not going to come. This is without doubt, it's going to come to you, and it can happen anytime. So therefore we should be very much focused into this approach of trying to end, to bringing an end to the cyclic existence for one and all.
Mm-hmm. Chega ni ranga su su ga deda me ji ni sa ji ge a ga nen mong ba je ti ji tong cha ni a ji ga nen mong ba je ti ji tong nen mong ba je ti ji tong ga sa ji ge ni o ta ga nen mong ba re ga nyen bo ga ni sa ji ge chi ge bo ma je ti ji tong so ma cha ha ni o ta chi ti ji tong na ge su ji na a rang ge sen ga jang ji ten jang ji ten ju ren bo ji ma ji bo ne ji 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 ge o gong ne gong te wa su jang ji sen tu ga ga du wa cha a ni
and the teachings given by the Buddha is actually meant, you know, to overcome the negative emotions. And if you were to enumerate the numbers of negative emotions, it would end up, the numbers would be as many as 84,000. So we have 84,000 of different kinds of negative emotions. In order to suppress each one of this one by one, Buddha gave an antidote, a kind of teachings to overcome this negative emotions, and that teachings also amounts to 84,000. You know, there are 84,000 of Dharma heads of teachings that was given by the Buddha Shakyamuni. And if you were to look at these teachings, and you know, it will finally boil down to one essence, and that is the development of the generation of the Bodhisattva. And Bodhisattva, which is, you know, stated like, may this precious mind, which is not a reason in us, be a riot, you know, be a reason. And in those who have already felt this arising of Bodhisattva, may that be developed further and further. So this is the aspiration said in regarding to the generation of the Bodhisattva. So that is why the essence of all these 84,000 of teachings can be, you know, finally condensed into this statement.
Generation of the Bodhisattva. 예정 친구 디기소 디고 지향 미자진 여업인을 보고 랑기 센니 용수 니니상하지 된다 타도 타도 와다 와니 와다 타도 개바치기 고마 지디 이동아 타투나 와다다 디고 지향 미자진 여업인을 보고 랑기 센니 니니상하지 된다
와니 와다 와다 And the ultimate goal of Buddha's teaching is like Buddha, there is one verse which you know, summarizes the entire theme of Buddha's teaching is that do not do evil, even if it is a small one, you know, do not do any evil and accumulate merits as far as possible. Don't neglect the merits even though it may be a tiny one. You must accomplish each one of them. And totally tame your mind. This is my teaching. So in this statement, it summarizes the entire goal of the 84,000 teachings that will be given to us.
ये होता है ये ड्रामा का दूसरा चेहरे से का दूसरा जंबे यंग का दूसरा गुरु ने बच्चे की दूसरा दूसरा मांग का चेहरा का जी मांग चा मिने वो और मां जी की मांग आते हुए का फिर क्या बोल बच्चे ये जी मांग आते पंगी निंग मां जी निंग मां ये न्यानमांग भाई निंग मां थे निंग मां थे की निंग माला हो पागा जी मांग आते हुए का तो हंगी फेंट आप आने गुरु ने बच्चे की ये रालो मदा भीला करनी गुरु ने बच्चे की ये जी मांग आते का तो ये ji khanto ko jila ani je ga je ba ja ani nga du pan de tham je du nga dong san de tham je dong ani ji den de ma dang guru lu mo ji 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 a ha ga ni sa yi ji ko chi ji ko lung ji ji ko ni ji ko du bri ji ji ko chen ri ji ji ko la so pa dang ji ko je dang chu lu la so pa ji den de ma dang guru lu mo ji ta yi ro ni ding ji tham je ga dang ro do ku jila ani ro je ga je ba ja o da nang ga san je tham je ge jila me ma wa ta mang ji Jinjan gini bu, ah di sini dah tu makam ni, roni kini dunia dah pernah nak lah doktor tadi, roni kini tu, okay, ani jaga jaga baca.
So now given this situation of our current time, where we are infested by the 5D generations, so there is you know statement given by the Guru Padmasambhava, where he was asked by some of his followers. At this current scenario, what kind of teachings do I need to practice? So Guru Padmasambhava proclaimed that though there are several kinds of sadhanas are, you know, it's a kind of a technique that is adopted by us to practicing it by which we can achieve realization. That kind of a technique comes up in many versions, such as like the sadhana to what is it called? Calling upon the Avalokiteshvara, Manjushri, then Vajrapani, and so many sadhanas, numbering up to even 108 of them. So there are several kinds of sadhanas. And at least when we are having this much choices, which is the best one to, you know, pick up, then Guru Padmasambhava says to his student, you know, because in this age, where the world is, you know, really afflicted by the 5D generations. It is 5D generations are starting from the life, degeneration of life, degeneration of time, degeneration of delusion, then degeneration of the sentient beings, then And the it's the degeneration of what is a new trend or something like that. So I'm not very clear about 5-1, so I just say it in short, the 5 degeneration. So we can on this information later on, so I'll just stick to 5D generation. And in this type of age, which is actually, you know, overwhelmed by the 5D generation, there are many techniques, but each one of them, if you practice, could produce certain amounts of results. But Guru Padmasambhava says, I am the, you know, right person who can really bring quicker liberation and bring you, what you say, produce faster results when you are doing the practices. So it's in me who should, I mean, who you all should seek refuge. And then if you do that, I have the power to liberate all the sentient beings in this age of, current age of time. And then also like the practice of Tara Sadhana is also one of the sadhanas recommended by Guru Padmasambhava himself. You could either choose to practice the Tara Sadhana or Guru Padmasambhava Sadhana. And this is actually, he himself, you know, acknowledged the validity of, you know, practicing this sadhana in these times. And hence it is very much effective. Other sadhanas you could practice still, it wouldn't be as effective as the sadhana of Guru Padmasambhava and Tara Sadhana does do so. So therefore, we are actually encouraged or recommended to perform the sadhana of Guru Padmasambhava and Tara. So we have such effective sadhanas which are recommended, you know, for the beings of our time. And how do we really, you know, participate ourselves in practicing these sadhanas? It's like we have to make a fervent seeking of blessings from the Guru Padmasambhava and Tara. So this is to say, like, you must surrender totally or develop confident faith in him, and then, you know, say, like, you lay all your hopes in him, saying that you are the my only hope that can, you know, take wherever you want to take me, you can, you could do that, but I surrender myself to you totally. So this kind of a fervent you know, urge from your side is necessary, such that, like, if a baby is never crying, you know, her, the child, you know, the mother will not care to feed the baby, you know, breastfeed the baby. And then if the kid is crying, then the mother will be, you know, the attention of the mother will be allotted. Then, you know, mother will come to breastfeed the kid. So in a similar way, if you never call for blessings from Guru Padmasambhava, he is not going to come and give you. So we need to have some, you know, we need to make an outcry, cry like a baby in front of Guru Padmasambhava so that we can invoke his blessings. Generally speaking, when I'm telling that Guru Padmasambhava and Tara are the relevant deities of our time, it doesn't mean that you must shun those practices that you might be already doing so far. What I'm telling is, these two deities actually have very much clearly declared themselves in their sadhanas that I am, you know, relevant deity who could say this word like that and all. So because of that statement I'm just presenting here, it doesn't mean you should discontinue your practice.
Yes, sir. ဒီနေ့ဘုန်းကြီးဩသာရဲ့အာဃာခြေဒီရထုံးတော်ဤတိကတော်ရှင်ကြောင့်ဩသာကြီးဘုန်းကြီးနိုင်ပါကေဩမထူတမ်တဲ့ခါတုန်ကြီးကြတဲ့ဤဩသာကနိုင်မေကံလာဩသာကြီးဘုန်းကြီးမုချင်းနေတယ်ညံချုစံညံချုစံတာဤဩသာညံချုစံကြပါအာဂုံနေဂုံဒုဆယ်ဒီညတော့ပါတဲ့ကဤအာဟာတော့ပါတော့ပြဒါဒီသူကြီးရင်ကြီးတယ် Samadhuwa Rizu Sanjin Hamjiga Tentokwa Uphegani Yagabu Monamcha Inasi Bhatamjigirami Chukta Degni Yagabu.
Actually, there is really no really no necessity for me to give any teachings here, because you are already well informed and well what is accomplished in the basic understanding of this Buddha Dharma. But I am presenting something here right now so that we could develop some karmic connections through the Dharma connection. That is why I'm just briefing, giving some overview of our practice.
Right.
So, from my side, Rinpoche says, you know, he is so much happy to see you all doing this kind of a practice, and he really wish you good luck in carrying out this practice successfully. And the real message he wants to say is, you must, whatever it may be, develop this the bodhicitta at all costs. And this is said that in saying so, he says, means that, you know, by developing the wisdom, it liberates your own self. By developing full amount of compassion, it liberates the mental state of other sentient beings. So you need compassion to liberate others. So that is very much important. And in the same time, we need wisdom to liberate our own self. So for this purpose, you know, you must develop compassion as fervently as possible.
I can it long gom pinebu, nyamlin pinebu, tagum nebu, ah gom nebu, ni oma ni omsa logela ni yuga. Oh keba pama rangi pamagi tuini, tamtum pamado sendin tamji koro dungi jambo sendolid, namge sanji go hong the bull topolo jo yamba or manam jeba yung jimmy jang hachi gila go jambeda, yoni langajila, natural nick chi aga ni do nga ibirang gini buni yata ju damba lang tepa ni kakchi ibirang gara cha.
Whether you are practicing the you know, mantra recitation or visualization of certain deities, what it really matters is, you know, after having done this practice in the concluding session, it is very much necessary to do the dedication. And the dedication should be done in such a way that I dedicate the amount of merit that I might have accomplished through this practice. I dedicate all these merits for all the sentient beings to achieve their ultimate Buddhahood. So this is very necessary. And in the Vajrayana tradition, whether you are performing a simple, you know, merit or whatsoever, it has to start with the taking of refuge, generation of the Bodhisattva, and eventually it should be accompanied or sealed. The session should be sealed or closed by doing the dedication.
The omchang ni omchang aga ni keba dura nyong nan ni aga maksu mugi sai ji ko lungi ji ko sai yong ji ko lungi ji ko mi ji ko la ko oma ni muti ne uhi gang rang la ai oda ga monam yang ja du nang ni la ai oda monam gi mon ta po tam gi ai gi thin da de mang du ani ga ma para ma ji ai aga sem ga ni yang chu sem ke thani ni molam nang ai ge pa su ai pe na ai ge nam ma me sa me shuk chi lu dum da tam ji gi thu min nang na o ni ga ni ba chi de ji ji be ji de in ji min ji xin jong ni da ni ma wu tu na
And at the same time, you can make, you know, alongside the dedication, you can also do aspiration, say, aspiration prayers. Because your act has been foreboden by the, you know, has been motivated, well motivated by the generation of Bodhisattva. So after that, in these current times, you know, we are, the world is tormented by disasters, natural disasters, and all those kind of elemental disasters, diseases, every sorts of you know, negativities are on the rise, and then it is tormenting the, you know, stability of the world. So at this junction, you know, you should take this opportunity to even make some aspirations. May the world live a peaceful, you know, like disaster free world, and then may the world have no more diseases, may the world be in peace and happiness like that. If you say these kind of prayers, because it has been, you know, influenced by the a motivation of bodhicitta, because of this motivation, that prayer can really become effective. You should never doubt, even say that, like I'm saying, the world be happy or something like that, but you shouldn't say, oh, will this really work? I'm just thinking, or not, like that. If you think, it is not at all necessary to doubt like this, because it has been propelled by the, you know, initial thought of both generation of bodhicitta, then definitely this kind of aspirations can produce impact and it can become effective. So therefore, to say this kind of aspiration right after dedication is also important.
So the Ujjain Guru Mujhe Om Chang Sung Majala He Kimbalam Taba Shirava Mantungai Chuti Sikari Shirava Midara Sung Majala Sung Malama Yimina
And there is another statement made by the Guru Padma Sambhava. He says to his student, you know, it's not because you will receive the blessings because I want to bless you. It's totally dependent on your, you know, wish or the intensity of your devotion on me. So if you have, let me try to say another way, if your devotion to me is so intense, that will, you know, make you receive better blessings rather than I myself as Guru Padma Sambhava wishing to bless you. So that is So I really encourage all of you who are here to keep continue this practice as regularly as possible. And tonight I am on my way to state, and I'll be leaving. So I really wish all of us make one aspiration that we will meet, you know, again in the next time, and then we can continue further talks and all like that. So for that purpose, I expect all of you to do some aspirations so that we can meet up again and then, you know, further our Dharma talks. And my presentation of the talk would have been, you know, something like jumping here and there. Please don't mind for that. So thank you.
Maybe some question answer?
Yeah.
We have until 9.
Yeah.
Until 9.
What time is it right now?
Many times.
A lot of time. Okay.
We have some chanting program to do right now, and you can do some chanting program, and then we can take question answers. We would love to watch you doing this chanting. When you are doing this kind of a chanting, which always you happen to see that your mind running away off the subject, it's basically very much the nature of our mind. But training and practice really leads to perfection. That when you do this chanting, you know, if you keep trying to focus on today, and over repeated attempts, you know, you could actually attain the perfection, in a sense, you could gain the concentration on what you are actually chanting. So this is basically when you try to concentrate, it is when Rinpoche is saying, I have seen you chanting this word, you know, prayers in which contains the visualization process, which starting from the generation of the Bodhisattva through the actual practice in which you are generally, you know, visualizing the deity and, you know, praising words and all like that. And when you are passing through each of the, running through these sentences, you should not just verbally chant, you try to reflect the meanings together and go side by, you know, try to make sure that you are chanting and the understanding is reflected at a simultaneously. So that, you know, if you could do it over a repeated number of times, then basically we will be able to, you know, destroy discursive thoughts and other forms of emotions and all like that will be, you know, disappearing, and our concentration could actually get stronger if you do this way.
ก็คงจะเนี่ยอาเซนเกบัสนี่นะตอนนี้วัตถุสิ่งใดนี่ต้องมาบารมีเราที่มีทัศนียะที่มีวัตถะไอ้วัตถะนี่มีหางเป็นทัศนียะนี่อันอะไรเช่นนี้นะทำต่างๆเราเรื่องใดที่มีทำต่างๆเรื่องใดที่มีทางที่ทัศนียะวัตถะหางเช่นอันเดียวมั้งมีอาเซนเมื่อวัตถุสิ่งใดนี่เราเอกตัวเลยมันเดียนี่แหละเดลิมันเราเชื่อเนี่ยเฉลิมันเราคนเดียวเนี่ย
The nature of our mind, you know, untamed mind is like a child. You know, the child, if you ask the child to do something, you know, it will listen. If you ask him not to do, he will do. So everything is just opposite. He wouldn't listen at all. So in a similar way, our mind is exactly like that, you know. If you want the mind to move away, you know, it wouldn't. If you want the mind to stand at one point, it wouldn't listen. So it is very childish in character. And if you want to, you know, control this child, I mean, tame this childish mind, you know, what you need to do is reflect this meaning in the words. And try to, you know, build up this, especially replace this kind of, you know, tame this. We have this technique such as visualization and all. It is actually tame this childish mind. So the only factor, you know, what you are doing, I mean the procedures that you are following right now, it leads to taming your mind in this way. So these are some kind of a technique. And if you don't pay attention at all, then, you know, it doesn't work. So if it starts to work, you can start to control your mind by paying more attention to the meaning and the words together. And also, you shouldn't be depraved or discouraged, because you, when you are trying to visualize this, you know, the meanings and the reflect upon that, and it asks you to visualize this as this hand and like that and all these parts, the limbs of the deities like that, you know. When we are not able to visualize as clearly as possible, some might get depraved, you shouldn't fill this out, you know. You know, you can actually hone your skills over the time. In a sense, like there are certain sadhanas, when you do, for example, the Vajra Sattva visualization, it is said like sometimes you focus on the head portion, sometimes just the hand, just the, you know, like that, something like that. So we could do by, the visualization could be focused on the parts of the deity's body, and one by one you could do that. And when you master that, then you can, you know, assemble them together, and then you can have a whole visualization of the deity's form. So therefore, you know, we can really shouldn't it shouldn't matter just because you are not able to focus into that and you cannot picture the deity clearly. So you can just start picturing or, you know, imagining about the deity part by part. That is okay.
This is on the same subject, okay? Sometimes when you're reading, when I know my mind is getting away, and then I just realize that, okay, I'm reading it, I'm praying that my mind is off, so I come back to it, and then I repeat the same line once again. Is it okay instead of reading the whole sentence or the whole paragraph?
Om sholok adang kudu den sholok kami sen hiku berat ada jong malam ni.
Oh betul.
Ni om lok den bersih kau kami lok ni orang sen tu nak ni orang sholok kau hiku yang sholok hiru hiru ni. Ada ada.
Orang ni kan sajang ni macam ni orang ni yang sholok main kau sini ni. Orang ni ahara ni yang mesti lepas ni kau pergi ingin kan bah tam jalan ni. Tu kalau macam yang jadi
So the part you have, after the portion that you were distracted, and then the point where you, you know, come back to sense, it doesn't mean you have to go back, oh, I missed that. And you have to recite that like that. It is not at all the concern. You know, it doesn't matter at all. What you have lost in the, you know, distraction is already lost. You don't have to go back. But from the point where you are now, you know, beginning to chant, there only make sure you are attentive.
And when the chant is in Tibetan, you don't always know the meaning. Tham jam denpa hitu Tibetan mah bhikkhu ga sundara denma kam denna la
Again, when somebody is doing chanting in Tibetan and you are not able to do that, you shouldn't feel bad about it. You know, there are so many, you know, prayers that are available in English. You could choose to do that in English. And if you're not at all understanding the Tibetan version of chanting, you know, it's good not to do that. You can choose the language that you are actually most, you know, that brings more understanding for you. Because if you do like this, it doesn't contradict with the Buddhist tradition of chanting and all that. You know, because Buddha himself says that when he gave the teachings, he claims that may my teachings be heard in the languages of the gods, languages of the human beings, the devas, navas, and all, let's say myriads of, let's say, languages are there, you know. In all those languages, I'm giving the teachings. So, like, if you are in the land of the northern continent, I'll have to speak something in the northern language. So this way, the meaning, the message of it, you know, that is carried away by this sentence, should be understood. So if it is not understood, you know, it wouldn't make much sense. So.
ก็ชมนี่ตัวก็มาเออมันก็ว่ามันก็ตัดสินที่ทางอะไรเออแล้วก็ทางทางมันจะได้ไม่ถึงตรงนั้นสักมีจริงๆแล้วเอาไปตั้งตรงนั้นเออตัวตัวตัวนี้ล่ะ
I have a question about the length of time for practice. For me, I feel like it takes me a long time to have my mind settle to begin to do sadhana practice or something. And so it seems like it takes me a long time to that then after my mind is settled, you know, then to do sadhana practice. I feel like I'm wasting my time actually if I do sadhana practice and my mind is still very discursive, you know, and I haven't sat and done some shamatha first to settle my mind. But then the question is, it seems like then by the time I do a sadhana practice that, you know, it's too long, and then I have, you know, like not enough time in my day to do all of my work and stuff. So how, I have this dilemma, you know, like I would like to be able to keep practicing it, and but it seems like I just don't have enough time to do it. So what's the solution for that?
Prayer is getting too long and time is getting shorter.
Chechen
Ompena Udu Maladang Shubise Hebu Den Badin Mahamni Gorang Om Sem Bab Chak Tokken Jiwa Tunga Shikbi Bre Maladang Nyoa Shik Shika Nil Gopala Nyo Disi Ring Dan Jong Da Om So Disi Ring Ma Dab Hong Ladang Tin Ring Dang Zafoga Nao Shadi Nyo Nyi Hang Tin
Oni Pesi Ring Pani jiji jiao bin
ma song o so da
o yang de sa ta de san de shin jiao bin lo
you practice on daily basis or
yeah
practice on the
okay so thara dong ni de le mo da su sai ge de
I mean I always start the practice with the chant, like, you know, in the morning or something like that, say the morning chant, but then sit, you know, and then I will get into my main practice. Which is the sadhana practice. So, you know, I wonder if I should just skip the sadhana practice if my mind is too chaotic, or whether I should just go into it, and even though I'm, you know, like, not able to sort of keep track of the, keep my mind focused on the sadhana when I'm doing it, or, or just practice for as long as it takes, and the,
Mama Shoka, what do you love? Was a dampened, was stubborn than general. Then my company on the fire, song, pendulous, or the Kunong Rulam, Tajang, the good question, Ladang, or a cup cany, then a Denmark's danger, and Tajang number to one, or the cup of show, young like Tajang, you could not knock something on the dampened danger more, young Madin Madakima, the rockets come saying. Same bumi for Mateva Hanamo, no one will bang and destroy me to burn up for coming to sit for the food for
love. You did
you only be able to go to the
demo, go to the demo, go to the demo, go to the demo, go to the demo, go to the demo, go to the demo, go to the demo, go to the demo, go to the demo,
It can be, you know, something like if you are very much confident, feeling
you know that you must do it, and you feel the, what do you say now, you are so much interested to do it, and you have a very comfortable time, at that time you could do it. And then if you are in it, you know, full of tensions, your mind is really chaotic, you know, that time it's better not to do. Because even if you do that, you know, when the mind is really chaotic, you know, what happens is, what you are chanting may also be, you know, sometimes it is full of errors, you know, it may be omission of some letters, it may be omission of certain parts of the prayers, jumping the lines, and all those things may also occur. So, because of the verbal chanting of this meaning, you know, because it has some, you know, verbal blessings for that, it is okay. But still then, you know, you have jumped some lines and you made some mistakes in the reading, so it can also, you know, invite some, what you say now, unexpected and something not really happy consequences. So it's better not to do it times when you are really tense. So do at a comfortable time, and then like practice you are carrying out here, especially on weekends, you know, you could do here, and then when you get back to your home for private practice, you know, you try to, you know, be as comfortable as possible, and then get to do the practice.
Mm-hmm.
That would be better.
Ni om chang ni nana ga nyen bagu dung jiyo ni ba dung jiyo ro nyen ki
na
ni ora ji pine ma nyen ba dung dang ni ni de ga ri ni de me bu di ki ho sa na guru gon da ni ora guru ro jiyo ro ka ba ka ji bu ra ni ba chang ji ra bu ji ra ma no ora ga to je pa to su ni ni nyen na ga
ok te u du la menage do ko ka na pa ga
ro ni to su ru gom ni po ji ra ga ro ma bu ho ni ni
And now to shorten your practice, actually, when you have lots of chanting to be done but you are running out of time, at that certain situation, like especially, you know, you don't get time to sit at home and then you have to run some errands, you know, at that time, especially in the case of driving, for example, you know, what you need to do is you have to visualize so many deities, and then do some chanting like that. It is actually not really necessary. If you're doing the Padmasambhava, you know, sadhana, just visualize the Guru Padmasambhava very clearly, in, you know, as clearly as possible in the space before you, and then, you know, while driving also you could just keep chanting Om Om Vajra Guru Padmasambhava like that. So this can actually be, you know, it can suffice your daily practice as well.
Mm.
그 부모님은 오늘 이제 잠시 가는 you don't need to draw the mala, no? And
그러니까
while driving you don't need to use that mala, no? Then must be you are becoming an Avalokiteshvara, you know. Then we have this, you know, humanly, to our human eyes, you know, we see that she is doing some multitasking, you know, with her hands, but she is actually having many hands, I think, you know.
In our practice sessions or in our daily life both, what is the most essential mindset that we should attempt to keep at all the time?
Na om nindar ga om nyamlin junjong ni binan dinela om sem ga ne ta hangdau thuru ngang jong ne lek ge yola
ne ne ngap ka mo
om nindar om junjong ni om nyamlin ga rang bi pate chwa da ba
ni orang ini godang sejang apa kami ah ni roka jida mah hanggila mo ini lah gomi jinjo ni lah ini oma jang mega tu ni lah ni orang kah jinni jinni lah hang oma yang jong tu mah jinni tu si jinni lah ni oma lama lama pun si tak kurang mana lagi sama lumba tinggal budi leja ni lah ni hang mo yang tu mah main tu mah masih waktu kerja mungkin ni lah. 어니 마을이요? 지금 그 준종 고당군이나
当然，伊在做嘛，伊内部，那我哩个买把安尼，我们讲伊真重视哩。伊在部哩行个，当然伊在理解啵。伊在当哩，伊在想买把，当然伊在做。你啥啦？你好，大家真重视啦。我来伊就，养你，伊就养你个，就伊内来，伊当哩啥哩，伊买个哩。
So to maintain a constant focus, you know, I mean, like to keep your attention all the time.Within you day and night, let's say. It's something like if you try to focus on certain things, you know, let's say try to maintain a blank but focused mind, you know, because there are nobody some, you know, around you, like there is no guidance, no spiritual guide or anybody who could really alert you.So there are high chances that you might get distracted, and then you may be even thinking something that is, you know, non-dharma thoughts also. So to ensure that you have really, you're really focused into the practice, it's so much advisable to concentrate your mind onto, you know, one particular deity. Let's say if you have chosen Tara as your, you know, yidam or the tutelary deity.So what you could do is always think about the Tara in your mind or Guru Padma Sambhava in your mind. Then if you do this way, because Guru Padma Sambhava or Tara, you know, because it's there in your thought, you know, it becomes virtuous mind all the time. So these images are, you know, always image of the enlightened being. But if you don't think nothing and if you don't focus into anything like that, you know, then our thoughts could go anyway.It could run into negative thoughts or something like that. So as a beginner, it is quite advisable to keep our mind focused onto certain deities of your choice. And eventually, when your focus onto this kind of a deity has become more stabilized, then, you know, with this state of stable mind, it is, you know, kind of a, if your focus into a particular deity has been stabilized, that is a state of shamatha.With this state of mind, you could again further, you know, receive, I mean, go into further practices. And this mind is very supple and can, you know, enable you to achieve further realization.
Oh, yeah, you know, Baba, you didn't much ego, or a lot more than you, Gine Gombe, or a Gine Gombe, or a Gine Gombe, or a Gine Gombe, or a Gine Gombe.我把你我的当地下级主管，沟通两个，我看，我拿我们的公司啊，你父母在啊，然后你就叫你孩子你不就忙点，你那个东西我那个不弄嘛，啊，行行在不做的，
没
听过吗？那我这边当地下级主管，通讲不是公民，我们公司啊，你干啥搞的？你我那个公民，我那个我。我去买一个公民地了，我今年个你，那当年今年个，今年我去学学啊，
There was one student of Milarepa who asked to Milarepa to, you know, achieve the shamatha stability, calm abiding. So Milarepa instructed, you know, you don't have to do anything else, just think the Buddha Shakyamuni on your nose tip.And so he was doing this, that's it. He didn't do anything else and he was constantly focusing on this image and eventually he ended up achieving the, you know, shamatha
thing. Orang ini sama tu jiroka apa lama orang ini ro ni lah. Nampak tu sini tu raga lada. Mungkin hanga jauh dari bina rumah dia ni. Mungkin mungkin jauh masih cawan ni. Ia dah orang tu. Mungkin ni yang ramai kau cipta. Ia jiran ni yang om ni yang zat dia kan ni yang orang tu orang yang jiran ni orang sih boleh ia dah orang tu. Ini bila.
And actually, this student was just a child, you know.Milarepa instructed this kid because the kid asked him how to do meditation and then he said just think a Buddha Shakyamuni on your nose tip and he was
lost in deep meditation. He was so focused into this intensity. And this was a, you know, cowboy. And he was lost for 7 days. And the thing is, like, he went into deep, you know, concentration, that he didn't know anything, what's happening or whatever. And the father was searching for him, and then finally father saw him. And, hey, what are you doing over here? He said, you know, we lost you for 7 days and you're still here. And he said, no, it's just a while ago I sat here, you know. The sun was there then when I sat there, and then it, you know, see like that. So this is something like, if you focus into some enlightened image, then it really enables one to achieve shamatha state like that. So this way, if you train yourself in shamatha, you know, calm abiding, it is actually very much fruitful in the end. And if I try to relate something in relation to this, in the tradition of Theravada, in the, we have a shamatha training as well. They do have a very profound technique to do this. And it's going to lead to that kind of a shamatha practice as well. And you can achieve the same state of, you know, stability of the mind. But in the Vajrayana approach is, because in the Theravadan tradition is, you don't focus onto anything else. You're trying to make a silence the mind, and then, you know, attain a total, let's say, non-thought moment state. And in the Vajrayana stages, we imagine the, you know, the enlightened state, enlightened vision. These visualizations are actually enlightened visualization, enlightened image. And, you know, what you are seeing is actually the very much enlightened state. And seeing ordinary things, then, you know, I mean, like, what do you say now, seeing enlightened things, then ordinary things is much, much powerful, actually. So when you are actually mentally focused into these enlightened figures, your mind also, you know, gets, what is it, accompanied into the enlightened state. So that is why we in the Vajrayana system claim that you could get quicker results, you know. So because your thought is already placed at the enlightened state, and you don't need to, you know, walk around. But in the fundamental or the, let's say, general or the beginner's level of, you know, shamatha abiding is such that it starts with without vision, closing your eyes, you know, like that, and looking at the nose teeth like that, and all it goes on. But in the Vajrayana's shamatha, you're always encouraged to do the visualization. And these visualizations represent the ultimate image, actually. When one attains realization, what are the images that you are going to see, the perception of the entire world system you would be having, and that you are going to experience, is just brought before your own eyes right at the beginning of the practice. So eventually, that is the, you know, that is the reason why we say taking the ultimate result as the path in the Vajrayana terminology. So what you are actually looking at it is, to us at the beginning, we don't even know their values. We're just looking at it, but somehow we are actually placing our thought on the enlightened, you know, state. So that's how it clicks. And by the time you attain stability of your mind, and the person who didn't take any object in his visualization can also attain the same state of stability. If I take 5 minutes to attain that stability, he can also take 5 minutes. So we are actually in the same stability, but I'm seeing the enlightened perception, but he wouldn't see anything. So there we see the loss of difference. It is something like that. We have to think about this visualization thing.
And can we think of our guru in that enlightened,
yes,
being?
Yes, yes. Actually, now if you look into the visualization process, thing is, all these images that you might be thinking about have, in essence, should be your guru. And you know, it shouldn't be something apart from your mind. So you should think, I mean, like, let's not get to that level. I mean, like, let's say more generally, in a sense, like, these visualizations are regarded as the you know, representation, manifestation of your guru. In essence, he is the guru, but he appears to be in this forms, in a form of Avalokiteshvara, in the form of Guru Padmasambhava, like that. In he appears to be in many, many versions of forms and images, but he is in essence your own root master. Why you need to call, I mean, imagine him as your root master is actually you are getting connected to the enlightenment through your master. So it is again very much swifter channel to channel to you the enlightened blessings, you know. Otherwise, if you think something other than your guru, you are thinking of something which is really not related to you. You know, if I just think Manjushri is something different from anyone, I mean, like, let's say without regarding Manjushri as the, you know, my guru, then I'm thinking of him which is totally unconnected to me. But if I think Manjushri is my own guru, then he is connected to me. So that is why in Vajrayana's visualization, you wouldn't find any visualization that is visualized outside the guru. So, you know, he will be the embodiment. He is the guru in essence, and then embodiment of the entire Buddhas of the three times. So that is the, you know, what do you say now, perspective or the attitude of the visualization. So we are just looking at it, and then still, you know, the if you look into your perception, it's the enlightened perception, that's all. So that is why when you are anybody who attains the stability of this perception, they can actually now start you know, receiving the blessings. And this visualization, let's say Manjushri, if for this lifetime I have been thinking about Manjushri, propitiating Manjushri, chanting his mantra, and I always regard him as my master. So, you know, if this becomes very strong, he can actually appear to you now, you know. And then when you get to see Manjushri like that, by that time you would have already attained very, you know, stable level, you know, stabilized level of realization.
From your answer, would it be root guru as the deity, or deity as the guru?
Root guru
as the deity.
Yeah. There is so much of I mean, like Vajrayana stories, like if you look into Khandrayeshi Sojan's, Guru Padmasambhava's Khandal's life story. He and Khandrayeshi Sojan's you know, partner was Acharya Sale. He comes from actually, you know, he was a Brahmin boy, and some Indian people, you know, what is it now, abducted him and sold it to a Nepalese merchant. And later on, Guru Padmasambhava from Tibet, he predicted, there is one guy, and you will meet him in Nepal, and you bring this and stay together and you practice with him, you can attain realization. So Guru Padmasambhava gave this protection. Later on, Khandrayeshi Sojan has to come to Nepal from the Bambunath temple. She took this man and then went to Tibet. So that time, this now both of them have become Guru Padmasambhava's disciples, and Guru Padmasambhava was giving one empowerment and then said, okay, I'm going to give you one, you know, Vajra Kilaya empowerment. And then Guru asked, you want to receive Vajra Kilaya empowerment from the mandala or from the guru? And the other Khandrayeshi Sojan's partner said, you know, the guru is always with me, so I can receive empowerment from him anytime. And so I will receive empowerment from the mandala. And then, you know, guru has actually miraculously created one mandala in the sky, the Vajra Kila mandala. Immediately it vanished. And then Rishi Sojal said, you know, guru is the source of all benefits and blessings and attainment. I must receive blessings from the guru. Then she received the blessings and Vajra Kila empowerment. And they had to come back all the way to Tiger's Den in Paro Thapsang, you know, in Bhutan. And they stayed together, spent some time and did the Vajra Kilaya practice. But her partner did not attain realization of the Vajrakilaya, but Yeshisojil did that. So this is actually the story about that guru matters. Because through guru you make connections to the enlightened state, and then through guru you generate all forms of, you know, blessings and accomplishment. That is why guru has to be very, you know, have earns a very special place in tantric practices.
Since the ultimate teaching of Mahayana or Vajrayana is emptiness or sunyata, so it should be visualized on emptiness instead of an enlightened image, which fades better.
Sangha Dorji Thakpa Rang, Jiangshan Thakpa Rang, Thartuk Tao Sangha Thakpa Rang, Tongyi Jila Yola. Tongyi Hebu Gomba Dakpe Mo Ni Om Tha사당 사모가 기고를 당신 공부가 오늘 나와 한국인 작세요.
나도 영어팀에 가서 사당 사모 녹아야 되는 팀이에요. 예, 그럼 녹아야 되는 팀이에요. 똥이 공부하니 너지 붙다가 똥까지 공부가 아니시 곰내라니 피탕 영어만내라니 피탕 부 남대 미워다 빌레가 민거자
When you are actually, I mean, what you say now, trying to etch it, let me try to phrase this way. When you are actually practicing, trying to attain the realization, according to Vajrayana perspective, you know, it is very, important for you to imagine this visualization. And if you look, try to imagine the emptiness before this visualization, what happens in the end is there are so much of risk that you are focusing on to the empty state may go wrong also. You can't really know whether it is going on to the right way or on the wrong way. So therefore, if you visualize on this figures of enlightened image, you know, then it will guarantee that your practice is safeguarded and it keeps you on the right track. So this, as a basically beginner, you should visualize, do the visualization and follow this, then you can get into the ultimate, view of emptiness.
There's no more questions. We could go ahead and do the blessing line. If you didn't get a pink envelope, there's envelopes in the back here for you to make a donation. You can just do it today. And we have some section for the
for blessing
here. Huh?
Our not blessed, right?
Not blessed yet.
Okay. This one, right?
Yeah.
So
people can come up, we can start from the front here and people can just go up one by one and make a...
Are we going to do the dedication first?
Yeah, we should do the dedication in there first.
Thank you.
second to last page.
By the confidence of the golden sun of the great east, may the lotus garden of the regions with some blue, may the dark noise of sand and rain be dispelled, may all beings enjoy for 100 in glory.
So I just wanted to say thank you again, Rinpoche, for coming here. So nice to meet you and have you come here. And also, I wanted to say thank you to Lopan Chunso, who